This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Kansas Chris Kobach is evil, and nothing is stopping him. There's a civil war happening in Kansas, and the people are losing. Even worse, it continues to also be a cancer spreading virally wherever it is not blocked in other states and nationally. The main carrier of this plague against democracy is Chris Kobach, the elected Secretary of State of Kansas, which gives him a small platform for his real work as the primary architect and author of hate speech, couched as legislative acts around immigration, voting, marriage, and other hard right issues. The truth is that Chris Kobach is evil, and my fear is that nothing is stopping him. I've been on the Kobach watch for years, back to his early political races some years ago. He caught my attention when he was making speeches around the state of Kansas in a successful 2010 election, calling for the people of Kansas to vote for him in order to prevent Acorn from stealing elections in the state. All's fair in love and war, and I guess in Kobach's view, politics, but I knew, as surely as Kobach knew at the time, that Acorn had no offices, staff, or to my knowledge, members in Kansas. Then, so Kobach's campaign was constructed on a complete fabrication and was little more than an exercise in total demagoguery. Call me old-fashioned now in the age of Trump, but I see that as wrong. I take some pleasure in the fact that the New York Times has noted that his zealotry has interfered with the federal administration of elections, where a Kansan has tried to subvert the elections board in order to suppress votes at Kobach's bidding. They didn't name him out, though, although they have now in editorials about Kobach's recalcitrance in blocking 17,000 voters based on extreme voter ID requirements. These voters can be counted in federal elections, but as Secretary of State, despite losing all lower and higher court decisions, Kobach has ordered election officials not to count their local and state ballots so that he can simply steal the votes away. Kansas City Star has called for him to lose the unique prosecutorial power he wrested from the state legislature as the only Secretary of State in the country that can go to court over so-called voting fraud. In their words, but now Kobach has been exposed as a big fraud on the issue of voter fraud, which studies have shown is almost non-existent in America. In another story, the Star wrote that Kobach's voter cases had exposed the incompetence of Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach at home and his standing as a national embarrassment as a public official. The Star couldn't help but note that the Daily Kos had found that on the Secretary of State's website, he gave different instruction in English than in Spanish and gave incorrect information in Spanish to misdirect those voters. And believe it or not, this almost pales compared to his work opposing immigration, where he serves as general counsel for a national hater group. Who wrote the notorious and unconstitutional Arizona Immigrant Profiling Act? Chris Kobach, that's who. Who wrote that even worse anti-immigrant act in Alabama? Chris Kobach, that's who. Who was involved in dirty tricks in the effort to re-elect the Republican senator from Kansas? Yes, of course, Chris Kobach, as well as fines for mishandling money as party chair in Kansas and contributions problems in all of his campaigns. You don't want to click Wikipedia on this dude. Under immigration, it's one hateful lawsuit after another targeting immigrants. Read them and weep. So, of course, he was out early for Trump and calling for military across the border. And, not surprisingly, he has infected the National Republican platform and pushed it even farther right. The court system is just a blunt weapon for attacks by Kobach, and he has no interest in the rule of law that underpins the court, only whether or not it can weaponize the system. Kobach is such an ideologue that he believes he's above the law and the people. He's a shining example of what's wrong with Kansas. But now he's a national scourge and the enemy of democracy everywhere. He plays by no rules other than the ones he makes, and he tries to twist all the rules that matter. What does it take to stop Kobach? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.